Jai Vishnupada Paramahamsa Pri Vraj Gacharya Stotra Satya Sri Srimad Sarivinghasa Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Iskan Bibiti Founder Charyas Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Samabhata Bhakti Vrinda Ki Harinama Sankirtan Ki Granthraj Mad Bhagavatam Ki Jainitai Gaura Pimanandi Toute gloire aux deux assemblées, toute gloire aux deux assemblées, toute gloire à Sri Guru et Sri Gauranga, toute gloire à Sri La Prabhupada. Oh, this is the... This was part of Back to Godhead, Brijbasi Spirit? No. On their own, yeah. Okay. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Miritam Jainatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhuttale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dharati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhuttale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Shatarine Daya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gradhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Yat Kripa Atmaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. Aujourd'hui, donc, nous avons. Ok, in English. So, whoever doesn't understand French, they have to do something. I mean, whoever doesn't understand. Ok, mais ils sont ok. En tout cas, s'ils viennent, je pourrais t'en expliquer. Okay. So today is a special day, being the disappearance of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, who is the spiritual master of our founder, Acharya, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And we will be reading from a lecture given by Srila Prabhupada, Gokulananda Prabhu, been kind enough to dig this out. We have a lot of hidden nectar in so many books and literatures, especially, of course, coming directly from our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada. This one prayer we recited a few minutes ago is reminiscent especially of the mood that a disciple should have in terms of his spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, embodied that 100%. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. That means this is composed actually by Srila Rupa Goswami, who also exemplified that ideal mentality of a disciple. A disciple should constantly be endeavoring to understand the mind and the spirit of his spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada, of all the, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had many, many disciples, thousands of disciples. And out of all those thousands of disciples, including the very senior disciples, senior in terms of initiation to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada has stood out and stands out as the foremost of disciples who clearly understood the mind and the spirit and the mood, especially of his spiritual master. And in this way was able to carry out his order. Sometimes people think that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had told only to Srila Prabhupada to go and preach in the Western world. He told many people, actually, because that was his desire to spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada was naturally, he never expected that it would fall upon him, isn't it? He never actually even expected that he one day would have to take sannyas. He was dreading the idea of taking sannyas, as we all know. But because, well, a number of reasons, one of them, probably one of the foremost reasons, is that his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, appeared to him in a dream twice. And even to do that once is a big thing. So twice he appeared and he gave him the same message that you have to take sannyas. You have to go and spread this message in the English-speaking world. So it means you have to take Lord Chaitanya's mission outside of India and introduce it and spread it all over the world. So although that reluctance was initially there because of various confirmations in this way, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas, prepared himself by staying in Vrindavan, as we know, started to translate. Initially he was doing his Bhaktigata magazine, as we know, and then a few people, he got some indications that I should write books. I should, because books are long-lasting, etc. And therefore, he started to translate the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which he completed, actually, in three volumes before leaving America. So armed with the weapons of Shastra, he also with the order of his spiritual master, he set out, as we know, and we will begin. We will begin to commemorate Srila Prabhupada's activities in glorification, ultimately, of his spiritual master, because he was carrying out the order. Here's an address or a lecture given by Srila Prabhupada in glorification of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And I just happened to fall on it. Today is the 9th of December, 1968. It's in the purport. It's in the lecture. it means the lecture was given in 1968. And so we'll get, anyways, I don't want to jump. I'm not sure. It might, yeah, we'll see. So Srila Prabhupada begins. No, it's okay, thank you. I can do it. It's fine. There is a story that I have explained to you before about the prince, the brahmachari, and the butcher. Yeah. A prince is enjoying his senses because he has got great facility for sense enjoyment, especially sex life. So his next life will be hellish, because if one indulges in sex life, Krishna will give him facility to have sex life 3 times in the hour, like the pigeons, the monkeys, the sparrows. They are very sexually strong. We have seen it. The princely order is out for sense enjoyment. So the prince is blessed that better you live forever, because after your death, you do not want, you do not know what is going to happen to you. If you want to enjoy your senses, you will get a hellish life. Better you live for some time. Go on with your enjoyment. Muniputra Majiva. So very often Prabhupada would quote Chanakya Pandit, who is very famous for all kinds of important instructions. So this is one of them. A brahmachari working under the strict disciplinary guidance of the spiritual master is blessed. Majiva. Better that you die, because you are trained to enter into the kingdom of God. So why you should take so much trouble? Better you die and go back to Godhead. Majiva. And a devotee is blessed. Majiva mamarova. My dear devotee, either you live or die, it is the same. Yeah, because the devotee is engaged in devotional service, and after leaving the body, he's going to continue to be engaged in devotional service. And the butcher, he blessed him. Majiva mamaro. You don't live and you don't die. That's a hard one. His living condition is so abominable. From morning to night, he has to slaughter so many animals. He has to see the bloodstains, the ghastly scene. That is his livelihood. So what a horrible life this is. Better he doesn't live. But for him, death is also bad, because after death, he is going to be in a very hellish condition. For him, living is horrible, and death is horrible. But being unconcerned with birth and death, the devotee sees appearance and disappearance as the same. Just like when my spiritual master appeared in Jagannath Puri, he was the son of a very big government officer, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was a magistrate. In those days, the magistrate was a big officer in the government, practically next to the governor. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in charge of the Jagannath Temple, that is the system in Jagannath Puri. The manager in charge of the temple is district magistrate. Once during a Rath Yatra festival, the cart stopped in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. In Jagannath Puri, for those who haven't gone, there is a main road. It's called the Grand Road. It has that name because it's very grand. It's very large. I don't know, maybe 5 times larger or more than the width of the temple here. And that road is connected with the Jagannath Temple and the Gundicha Temple, where the Lord stays for 8-9 days. Yeah, a couple of kilometers. And it is on that road, each chariot, is huge. And there is room on that grand road for all three of them to be pulled. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house was actually on that grand road. Now that house has become a Gaudiya Math, quite big actually. So once the Rath cart stopped in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, at that time Bhaktisiddhanta was sitting on his mother's lap outside. Yeah, people just sit and watch the cart go by. Being as he was just a child, his mother took the opportunity of rising onto the cart. As she was the magistrate's wife, several people helped her up, and she placed the child on the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. Yes, yeah. Lord Jagannath's plan, right. Yes. Actually, there are many pastimes that take place every Ratha Yatra, and many of those are narrated also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. One about Lord Chaitanya, actually, cart stops. Sometimes the cart, Lord Jagannath, he just stops for like a couple of days, you know. And they bring in elephants, and even the elephants cannot move the cart, huge cart. That one particular time, actually, they had done all of that. King Prataparudra had tried in so many ways, and then everybody was like, didn't know what to do. Then Lord Chaitanya, that's the Leela, he went behind the cart, put his head behind it, and it started going. The deities were wearing many garlands. One garland fell upon Bhaktisiddhanta. Yeah, this was considered to be a great blessing. When Bhaktisiddhanta, what was his name?
Vimal Prasad.
Vimal Prasad, yes. Vimal Prasad. Nice name, actually. When he was 2 or 3 years old, he ate a mango fruit kept for the offering to the deity. His father mildly rebuked him, 2 or 3 years old. Yeah. Oh, you have done a very bad thing. That mango was meant for the deity, and you have taken it. You should not have done so. Although only a young boy, child actually, Bhaktisiddhanta took this very seriously. It was then he vowed to never eat mangoes again, a vow he kept for the rest of his life. The king of fruits.
I'm an offender. I cannot have this.
Yes. Yes. For the whole life, he would do like that. He was thinking that I have committed an offense in my childhood by taking the mango belonging to the deity. So this is the characteristic of an acharya, teaching by his life's example. He was just a child in ignorance, so there was no offense, but still, he took that vow. Another instance of my Guru Maharaj's exalted nature is when we were all young men, one of my godbrothers, Dr. Kapoor, came to visit with his wife. This young couple joined us, sitting together with Guru Maharaj. Dr. Kapoor's wife proposed, "My dear master, I want to speak with you." So Guru Maharaj said, "Yes, you can talk, whatever you like." So she said, "I want to talk with you secretly, not in the presence of everyone." And he said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, "No, I cannot talk with you secretly. You can talk in the presence of my other disciples." This girl was just like his granddaughter by age calculation. But because she was a young woman, he refused to talk with her in a secret place. It's our standard, actually, in Vedic culture, especially, one should not be alone with a woman other than one's wife. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had many sons. And Bhaktisiddhanta was the fifth son. from his childhood, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami was a strict brahmachari. He underwent very severe penances for starting this worldwide movement. That was his mission, given to him by his spiritual master. In 1896, why is 1896 a special year? Yes, both. Bhaktivinoda Thakur introduced the Krishna consciousness movement by compiling the book Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts. That year was my birth year, and by Krishna's arrangement, I came in contact with my Guru Maharaj. Being born in two different families, who would have known I would come under his protection, or that I would come to America, or that you American boys would come to me? These are all Krishna's arrangements. We cannot understand how things are taking place. And then Prabhupada explains a little bit about, well, there's a lot of things coming. Today is the 9th of December. Today, we're pretty close. Today is the 10th. 10th, yeah. Today is the 9th of December, 1968. That means that 32 years ago, in 1936, I was doing some business in Bombay. Sometime between the 9th and 10th of December, okay, Guru Maharaj was staying at Jagannath Puri on the seashore. I wrote him a letter, and this is a quote from the letter. My dear master, your other disciples are brahmacharis and sannyasis. They are rendering you direct service, and I am a householder. I cannot live with you. I cannot serve you nicely. So I do not know how I can serve you. I was thinking of serving him. How can I serve him seriously? So the reply was dated December 13th. So just a few days after. 1936.
2 weeks before you left the world.
Yeah, correct also. Yeah. In that letter, he wrote, I'm very glad to see your letter. I think you should try to push our movement in English. And then on December 31st, 1936, a fortnight after writing that letter, my Guru Maharaj passed away. I took that order of my spiritual master very seriously. At first, I did not think that I'd have to do such a thing, because at that time I was a householder. This is the arrangement of Krishna. If we realistically try to serve the spiritual master and his order, then Krishna will give us all facilities. That is the secret. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana bahu sakya yanantasya buddhayo vyavasayinam. 241. Those who are on the path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. In connection with this verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states in his commentary that we should take up the words of the spiritual master as our life and soul. We should try to carry out the instructions of the spiritual master very rigidly, without caring for our personal benefit or loss. I tried a little bit in that spirit. So Guru Maharaj has given me all facilities to serve him. In this old age, I have come to your country. Now you are taking this movement seriously, trying to understand it. We have got some books published now, so there is a little foothold of this movement. Now, on this occasion of my spiritual master's departure, I am trying to execute his will. Similarly, I shall also request you to execute my will. I am an old man, and I can also pass away at any moment. That is nature's law, and nobody can check it. So that is not very astonishing. My appeal to you on this auspicious day, the departure of my Guru Maharaj, is that you should try to push on this Krishna consciousness movement. People are suffering for want of this consciousness. In our daily prayer about devotees, Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bihayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. A Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord, has dedicated his life for the benefit of the people. Most of you belong to the Christian community, so you know how Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for your sinful activities. That is the determination of the Lord's devotee. They don't care for personal comforts. Because they love Krishna, God, they love all living entities, as all living entities are eternally related to Krishna. So similarly, you should learn this Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness means to become a Vaishnava and be compassionate for suffering humanity. Materialists regard the suffering of humanity from the bodily conception of life. Somebody is trying to open a hospital to give relief to the disease condition. Somebody is trying to distribute foodstuff in poverty-stricken countries. These things are certainly very nice, but actual suffering of humanity is due to lack of Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Suppose you distribute some foodstuffs in a poverty-stricken country. This will not make a solution of the whole problem. The real beneficial work is to invoke Krishna consciousness in every person. Any human being who has forgotten Krishna is just like a rich man's son who is loitering in the street, forgetting his father's opulence and property. And someone out of sympathy gives him food. But another person comes to him and says, "Oh, my dear boy, I know you. You're the son of a rich man. Why are you loitering in the street? Come on, I shall take you to your father." So the gentleman takes the loitering boy to his father. The father is glad that the boy was returned. The boy inherits his father's property, thus solving all his problems of life. Similarly, since time immemorial, all living entities are loitering within this universe in different bodies, on different planets, without knowing that they belong to the kingdom of God. The living entity is a direct son of Krishna, or God. Krishna is the proprietor of everything, and the son can enjoy his father's property. These problems of the material condition of life are automatically solved if you come back to Krishna. If you become a rich man, if you possess millions of dollars, then your poverty is automatically solved. Similarly, if you become Krishna conscious and act in that way, then all other problems in the material condition of life are solved. So this is such a nice movement. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishami masuchaha. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that people's suffering are due to their sinful activities. Ignorance is the cause of sinful activities. Suppose a foreigner like me comes to America and he does not know that in your country the car is driven on the right side. In India and also in London, the car is driven on the left side of the road. So suppose a driver does not know this. While in America, he drives on the left side, thus causing an accident. He's taken into police custody, and if he says, "Sir, I did not know that the car is to be driven on the right side," the law will punish him, as ignorance is not enough to excuse him. So ignorance is the cause of breaking the law or sinful activities, and as soon as you commit some sinful activity, you have to suffer the result. So the whole world is in ignorance. Due to this, life is complicated in so many actions and reactions, either good or bad. There's nothing good within this material world. Everything is bad. So many times Prabhupada would explain that. The so-called good is also bad. Huh? Because it keeps us in the material world, yeah. Even pious activities are bad. For fruit of gain, pious activities for fruit of gain, they can only promote us to the spiritual world. Better than pious activities are devotional activities. Yeah, to Swargaloka. But unfortunately, Swargaloka is still in the material world. Yeah. Therefore, there's nothing good within this material world. Everything is bad, but we are manufacturing different ideas of good and bad. And Prabhupada concludes this a short lecture in the following paragraph here. In the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that this place is dukkalayam shasvatam. This place is for misery, in a miserable condition. How can you distinguish good from bad? Everything is bad. Those persons who do not know the material condition of life always manufacture something. This is good, this is bad. Because they do not know that everything here is bad. Nothing is good. One should be very pessimistic of this material world. Materialistic people are optimistic. Oh, if I do this, things will get better. But a devotee knows that whatever we may do, things won't get better because the material world, by nature and definition, it has the stamp of being a disturbed place. So one should be very pessimistic of this material world. So that means that the opposite is there. One should be very optimistic of the spiritual world. Yeah. Then he can make advancement in spiritual life. This planet is full of miseries. And if you analytically study this world, you will see that it is simply a miserable place. We should give up our material condition of life. And in Krishna consciousness, we should elevate ourselves to the spiritual platform and thereby be promoted to the kingdom of God. Yad gadva nanivartante tad adhama paramam mama. When you go back to the supreme abode of the Lord, you'll never want to return again to this world. So that is the description in the Bhagavad Gita. This Krishna consciousness movement is authorized and very important. Now you have joined this movement. Please take it more seriously. That is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And my Guru Maharaj, that is the mission of Lord Chaitanya and my Guru Maharaj. And we are also trying to execute the will by disciplic succession. You have come forward to help me. Soon I will go away, but you will live on. I request all of you to please engage in this Krishna consciousness process. Don't give up pushing on this movement, and you will be blessed by Lord Chaitanya and His divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.